Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today with Cameron Brutt from JBS, talking sustainability in just a moment. Here's Dr. Harold Newcomb with Merck Animal Health.
For what you're trying to accomplish with the strategic deworming program is to actually deworm the pasture. And what you want to do is reduce the parasite burden on the pasture. If you're a cow-calf producer, you can do this by deworming the cattle 6 to 8 weeks after grass greens up. And then, if you're in the deep south, do it again with one of the self-deworming forms about 6 weeks later. The stocker producer should deworm day zero at turnout and then deworm again at 28 days and 56 days later. At day zero, you use two different classes of dewormer concurrently. And at 28 and 56 days, you use one of the Safeguard self-deworming forms. The nice thing about Safeguard is we have a form that will work in just about any producer situation. The benefits from doing this, if you're a cow-calf guy, come in the form of increased conception rates and greater winning weight. If you're a stocker guy, it's actually about 30 to 40 pound advantage over a grazing season.
For more, contact your local Merck Animal Health representative. Cameron Brutt with JBS says when you talk about sustainability, you've got to approach it from the perspective of today's consumer.
There's two schools of thought on that. Number one is ultimately the customer, the consumer, is going to be right because they're the one who's willing to pay for the products that we're producing. But we're also at the same time inserting all of this cost into the system that is not necessarily being passed on to the consumer, right? So it's kind of a paradigm. The other thing is we don't really have a well agreed upon definition of what sustainability means for beef that if you asked anyone on the street, they would agree what that meant. Now, we do have a common definition in the context of the roundtables that we've been working on, but we haven't really pivoted and shared that with the consumers and with the overall marketplace. So this is why active engagement in this U.S. roundtable for sustainable beef is so critically important, because we are working on defining what the term actually means and then sharing that with the marketplace, whether that be in the form of a verified sustainable beef or be that in the form of just marketing materials through NCBA and companies like mine, so we have this common understanding of what sustainability truly means. And as being a part of that process at the U.S. roundtable, it's not going to be a certain production system or a hormone-free only or antibiotic-free. This is shorthand that marketers are using to attract primarily millennial consumers. It doesn't necessarily relate to sustainability, but in the absence of a well-understood consumer-driven message around sustainability, it serves as the de facto or the shorthand.
You really talked a good bit of your time about this antibiotic-free issue. It seems like that has really gotten more front and center as we've gone along over the last year or so.
Yeah, it's a huge issue for our industry, and unfortunately we have pivoted from a responsible use, a judicious use discussion into free or not free, which is quite simplistic, easily understandable for a consumer. It's either got it or it doesn't. And a lot of our retail customers are asking for more antibiotic-free options. As a company, JBS, we have a proliferation of antibiotic-free options. It's not all that we do, though. It's not nearly the majority of what we do. It's less than a quarter of what we do. But it's important to provide that option to the marketplace. My reticence is that the debate has shifted into an area that I don't think is conducive to animal health and public health. It's conducive to marketing. It's conducive to sales. It's not conducive to the overall benefit of the industry from a human or animal health perspective.
Cameron Brutt of JBS. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.